Stuart, good morning. Thanks for coming on. Stuart, what have you got for us?
I work as a paramedic, Danny.
Yes.
And we've got a 3-9s call. I'm going back quite a lot of years.
Yeah.
To a lady's old lady that collapsed on a bus.
Okay.
So the bus was full, double-decker.
Mm-hmm.
And we managed to park up alongside this bus. Basically, we got this lady off the bus onto the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
But I realised that we'd actually got this stretcher in the ambulance the wrong way round.
I see.
But we thought we can manage, so we have to put the lady on the stretcher the other way round we would normally. Mm-hmm. But it meant that the oxygen cylinder was at further away from her than it would normally be.
Right. Yep.
So we put an oxygen mask on her.
Can I just hold on? I'm on the edge of my seat to find out how a wig features it all. Yeah.
Up until now, I didn't even realise the lady had a wig on.
All right.
I certainly don't remember that she did. But the oxygen pipe was at full stretch. We realised we could still get the oxygen mask on her while she's the wrong end of the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
So with an oxygen mask, you've got an elastic band down the side.
I understand, yeah.
You see, we put the oxygen mask on her. But you've got to understand this oxygen pipe was at full stretch.
Yeah.
So there was some tension there.
Yeah.
And the actual elastic band started riding up around the back of her head.
I've got to, yeah.
But what it did was, it whipped the wig off.
It whipped it off,
threw it out of the ambulance.
No!
And it landed on the step back on the bus.
It went back on the bus.
It paid. It had a right to travel.
That's right.
The wig was catapulted from the ambulance.
Yeah.
Back onto the bus.
Back onto the bus, and
how many yards would you say this is?
It was probably about maybe 12 feet.
Wow. Now the poor old cow. She's having a hard enough time anyway.
Yeah.
And here, all of a sudden, she's finding hair mail. And the upshot of it was?
Well, I had to walk back on the bus and pick this thing up casually with all these people on the bus watching.
Were you whistling while you did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was strange that, like you say, the woman was obviously.
Had I been passing the back of the ambulance when a full head of human hair came flying out, I'd have thought.